This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The Oscars need a little bit more development, but I don't really care so much about the slap. I read an article that really showcased to me what's going on with entertainment and why it is so important, folks, that we get the Flick Fest up and running. This article begins, Sunday's 94th Academy Awards ceremony was already a ham-handed attempt at boosting ratings even before the soon-to-be Oscar-winning actor Will Smith slapped Chris Rock on stage. The event should have been a celebration of diversity. Okay, I'm going to stop there to tell you this. No, it shouldn't. But because the Oscars is woke and Hollywood is woke, they're going to tell you all the things that the Oscars has done to make you understand just how diverse and woke they are, which, by the way, is a problem with the Oscars. See, if we were to let things go the way they go, and a black woman wins this or a transsexual woman wins that, it would be a big deal. But it isn't when you know that's all they want to do. They want you to go, look, come here, take a look at us, special interest. Look at what we're doing. I continue. Ariana DeBose became the first queer woman of color to win an acting award. I file this under Who Gives a Crap. Tony Kotsur was the first deaf man to win an Academy Award for acting. Okay, look, maybe the deaf community can celebrate this big deal, but I don't think if I were deaf, that would be that big of a deal to me. But anyway, I continue. Jane Campion became the third woman to win in the directing category. Well, whoop-de-doo for her. Now we're keeping up with the number of women who've won. It isn't just about being the first. Oh, it's the first transsexual woman. It's the first black woman. It's the first Latino woman. It's the first Asian woman. It's the first man who believes himself to be a woman. It's the first whatever. We got to keep count. I just care that she directed a good movie. I don't care who did it. Look, I don't know who was the first man to win an Oscar. I don't know who was the third man, the fifth man, the third black, the first Latino. They said it should have been a watershed moment for the streaming industry. Apple TV's Coda became the first movie from a streamer to win Best Picture. You know what this means? It means that at some point, they may actually have to look at a movie from the Flick Fest and do something with it. Maybe give it an award. But let me tell you this. I don't care if they ever do. The only thing I care about, if you become a member of the Flick Fest, that you like our films and you like what we're doing to disrupt Hollywood. I said, instead, the audiences will remember the 2020 Academy Awards as a time when a nominated actor slapped a presenter for making a crass joke about his wife. The Academy on Monday condemned Smith's actions and opened a review of the incident. What review? The Negro slapped Chris Rock. He should be kicked out. They should take his trophy back. They should say, I don't know what you should do, but you can't be rewarding bad behavior. He said the broadcast drew around 15.36 million viewers, according to the preliminary data from Nielsen. This does not include out-of-home viewing. Which will be added. So, the Oscars is pretty cocky. There are going to be so many millions of people watching on their phones and their smart devices. No, they aren't. They're out doing other stuff. I didn't watch 1 minute of the Oscars. The only thing I watched of the Oscars was the videos of people showing Chris Rock getting slapped by Will Smith. These early figures, they report, are higher than the final numbers from the 2021 ceremony, which hit an all-time low of 10.4 million viewers. Yet they're still dramatically lower than where Oscars ratings traditionally end up. So the Academy still has a lot of work to do. Then they go on to talk about the bad cut and paste job. This is what I wanted to get to. See, because this is where it reminds me of how they want to create stuff. There's nothing organic in Hollywood anymore. The pop-up conversation. You know why you watch these YouTube and some of these other shows? It is true reality TV. And in some cases, the people acting, when they aren't doing reality TV and they're putting together these little sketches, they're better than the people who get millions of dollars. And let me tell you what's interesting. They load their stuff on YouTube for free. Do you know how many shows have been created because somebody goes out, finds a bunch of different threads on YouTube, comes up with a theme, and creates TV shows based on what's out there in public domain? Lots of them. There's a hit show called Ridiculousness. They get almost all their clips from YouTube. They just come up with a clever category. They show it. Millions of people watch it. Rob Drabek, or whatever his name is, he makes millions of dollars on other people's work. And you know what? You probably find that more entertaining than Big Brother or Skull Island or Make Love on the Beach series or Pregnant and Married or whatever. You enjoy the natural stuff that people capture on their in everyday life. It's like America's Funniest Home Videos. Now, some of these people, they contrive it. But when it's natural and you look at it and you go, boy, that was funny because it was so natural. Good stuff. Good stuff. So, I'm just telling you, you're starting to see a lot of trends in Hollywood, and this is good news for us. But let me go back to what they were doing. They cut and paste. That's what they did. There's so many awards now for all the technical stuff. They said, we're going to do all the technical stuff off TV. We'll cut it so that we can keep it under 3 hours. It wasn't. It was 3 hours and 40 minutes. So they tried to cut the show and splice it in so you wouldn't know what it was. Just like they do the news. Just like they do the narratives around here. They tell us what they want us to believe. Look, I love that they want to give, you know, cinematography and music score and all that other stuff. There's a lot that goes into movie making. And my movie, the guy who did our score is a genius. Brett, he did an amazing job in Bleeding Blue. It's unheralded. Not enough people will see it. Certainly not going to get an Academy Award. Technical degrees, that's what they took off, because they wanted to showcase you the people that matter, the Will Smiths of the world, because they matter. I'm only going to talk about this one more section, but I want to cover why I think this is important, and I'll make my point here in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her.
Me. You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man Pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man Pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend want some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man Pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Second worst Oscars ratings in history. And you wonder, Kevin, why are you talking about this? What's the big deal? The big deal is this is a statement about pop culture. They say they wrote this. It may be the only thing anyone's talking about today, having generated so many utterly bizarre moments that it seems like a horrific fever dream. And they go on to talk about, you know, Will Smith slapping Chris Rock or whatever. But they say, before we get too doom and gloom over this, let's put a positive spin on it. The Oscar ratings are up from last year. The promise of the stupid fan-voted categories and CODA Awards season run and the perverse curiosity we all shared over how the show would handle non-televised categories actually translated to slightly more people watching than they did last year. Hooray! Go ahead and celebrate, Academy. You did it. But now we must point out that last year's Oscars was the lowest rated ceremony ever, so it would have taken lightning hitting the Dolby Theater and cutting out the entire broadcast to do any worse than 2021. That show got 9.3 million, way down from the 23.6 million who tuned in to see it in 2020's pre-COVID Oscars. And last night's show got somewhere between 13.7 million, making it the second worst ever. Congratulations, conservatives. Not because you didn't watch the show, but because you're sending Hollywood a message still. They say, hey, it could be worse, literally one worse. And to put those numbers in context, Deadline, who rates these guys, explains that the Titanic Oscars in 1998, the one that got the highest ratings ever, was seen by, you ready for this number? 55.3 million people. The Deadline story also lists the last two decades of Oscar shows along with their ratings, and probably the most worrying aspect is that the 2018 Oscars, the one after they named the wrong Best Picture, had worse ratings than the year before. In other words, it's a downward trend. So what did they do to try to save it this year? They had three leftist chicks to co-host it. It's Women's Month, right? It's the era of the big bad woman. And they write this, a trifecta of hosts can't save the night. The show kicked off with a performance by Beyonce of the nominated song from what else? King Richard, Be Alive, before segueing to a three-host monologue by, you ready? Amy Schumer, Wanda Sykes, and Regina Hall. And here's what Schumer said. This year, the Academy hired three women to host because it's cheaper than hiring one man. So funny. A joke for the women's movement, right? They go on to say Schumer performed a second monologue after Sykes and Hall left the stage, roasting nominated films such as Don't Look Up and Being the Ricardos to uproarious applause and laughter. She was the standout. Amy Schumer, folks, was the standout of the three hosts. They said and easily could have handled the hosting job solo. Hall's bit, on the other hand, fell flat. When she reappeared alone later in the show, she called up Bradley Cooper, Timothy Chalamet, and Tyler Perry and Simu Liu on stage for a COVID testing gag that involved her swabbing, quote, the back of your mouth with my tongue. It concluded with her giving Josh Brolin, and Jason Momoa a pat down as they appeared on stage. Now, I want you to understand they're using essentially mocking COVID. Now, yet a year ago, they were all masked up and socially distancing and doing it virtually. Why am I talking about this? Because I want you to understand woke is dying, Oscars dying, Hollywood dying. But here's the problem. Conservatives listening to Kevin Jackson, we're not replacing them. The people who could do it, who want to do it, are so wrapped up in their own cult of personality that they will not work with other people. They don't care about this movement. They care about themselves. That's pathetic. We don't have a better opportunity to capitalize in right now. Look at these numbers. I'm not talking about just the Oscar numbers. What else do I need to talk about? Do I need to give you Biden poll numbers? We've done it. They're dying all around us. Begging for food and water. And you know what we do? We give it to them. We still go. We still buy their Netflix nonsense. We still go to their movies. We still go see their shows. We listen to their radio shows. We go to their media. I have friends that listen to their, they say, Kevin, I listen, they won't listen to my show, which they love. They love me and they love my show. And they listen, Kevin, I listen to so-and-so's show on the left because I just want to be informed. Well, thank you for informing and enriching them because you're not helping our cause. You don't think we're going to cover it. You don't think that the Levins, and they get a lot more press than I do. They get a lot more people listening to their shows. But do you not think I'm going to cover this stuff? By the way, how much touch do you have? When I talk about touch, I mean, how much access do you have? I ask you, Bob and Kirk and Stu and others, or Andy, Bob and Carol, you name it. I ask all the people listening to the program that I talk to that you get on the phone and say, hey, Kev, how's it going, man? I haven't seen you in 2 years. And then I'll give you a call. How many times have you called the show, 844-551-8255, and gotten a call back from me? Or you got an email back? What do I ask you? Hey, what do you want to talk about? You guys will tell me, Kevin, you ought to get so-and-so as a guest. I did an interview today because a friend of mine, I'm just going to say his last name, Spagnola, he asked me, will you interview this guy? He got 4,000 people out of Afghanistan. The State Department didn't want it to happen. I interviewed him. Ask John if he talks to me. Kevin, I got a thing going on in Wisconsin. You want? I can get it to you. Ask my buddy Dwayne up in Montana, who just sent me a document. Hey, Kev, what's your private email? I got a document to send you. How much high touch do you need? Let me ask you. Donald Trump sends me emails 50 times a day. How often do you think he answers mine? How often do you think Hannity or Levin or name it? When are they going to respond back to you? Is your phone number in their Rolodex? And not a Rolodex. You saw how old I am. Is your phone number captured on their smartphone? Now, look, I'm not bragging about this, but our point is you have the chance to craft the show, and yet people, oh, I'm going to listen to so-and-so, okay, listen. Now, I will say this. My buddy Dale in Houston, he called me up and says, hey, Kev, so tell me, man, how do I download the show? You were saying on the show this will help you. Dale doesn't talk like this. He's not a Guido. Dale is not Italian. But for this conversation, Dale, you're Italian, okay? Get over yourself. Forget about it. Dale's so far from being Italian. But anyway, he called me up. He's like, hey, man. Now, we've known each other for, heck, I don't know, a lot of years, decades. But he's like, hey, man, I want to help. How can I do it? Well, I don't know. It was funny. I was like, I don't even know. Just listen. Listen to the show. Maybe download the show. You know, obviously the commercials run, and you know, if something strikes you, to click on it and do what you do. But I have people out there listening. Good. Thank you. I thank those folks. I'm going to get my 30,000 people downloading the show where I might be 85. How are you guys doing? It's Kevin. We're out here to kick us some liberal butts. I'm broadcasting from prison, from the gulag. And I'm still going to be doing it. Well, hey, I'm running out of time for this segment, but I think you guys get my point. Numbers down for the Oscars. Numbers down for Joe Biden. Numbers down for this leftist Congress. Congratulations.
Radio show.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Cases are ticking up, as we thought they might. But now, thanks to the foundation we've laid, America has the tools to protect people.
President Biden's comments at the White House a short time ago, Biden also unveiling a new government website, COVID.gov, which will allow everybody to get information they seek about the ongoing pandemic. Some members of Congress feel the Biden administration should be doing more to support NATO allies and Ukraine. At a House Armed Services Committee hearing on national security challenges facing Europe, ranking member Mike Rogers says forgetting about our allies creates more problems down the road.
Time and time again, this administration has been petrified of Putin, too afraid that common sense actions to support our partners and allies may be deemed escalatory.
Rogers, a Republican who represents Alabama. And you're listening to USA Radio News. A U.S. official says it's believed that Russian President Vladimir Putin is being misinformed by advisors about how poorly the Russian military is performing in Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken commented on the matter while in Algeria.
One of the Achilles heels of autocracies is that you don't have people in those systems who speak truth to power or who have the ability to speak truth to power. And I think that is something that we're seeing in Russia.
A new poll is out regarding the confirmation of President Biden's pick for the Supreme Court.
Two-thirds of Americans said if they were senators, they would vote to confirm President Biden's Supreme Court nominee, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, according to a new Marquette Law School poll published on Wednesday. 1,000 people were polled between March 14th through the 24th. It should be noted 837 of the interviews were conducted before Jackson's confirmation hearings began.
Lance Pry reporting from the West Coast News Bureau. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Hunter Biden situation with the big guy is not going to go away. And I've predicted this because I said what the powers that be here that performed a big coup against Donald Trump, they cannot control Vladimir Putin. They cannot control the Chinese. And so you're getting these leaks, and I think these leaks originate out of Russia. And the reason why I say that is because it's not coming strictly to American media. The way that the leaks are coming is it's coming from European media. And then I think they're essentially saying, okay, New York Times, here's something else, but it's not just going to be you. You can't control this because it's going to be leaked everywhere. There's a sieve in the reporting system. You can feel the break in it. Just because of the way things are being reported. As I said before, don't think that that the New York Times suddenly got a conscience when they reported that Hunter Biden's laptop was legit in terms of, you know, what they were finding on it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. So we keep getting these updates, and in the latest of Crackhead Chronicles, which is what I've deemed this, we learned that Hunter Biden's laptop contained Department of Defense encryption keys. Now, I know, I already know. Look, it's Russian information, right? Except it's not. Like with all of these so-called conspiracy theories, we learned that, wait for it, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, common sense prevails. And yes, Hunter Biden and most of the Biden family, including the big guy, are compromised. And all it takes for you to answer any question, and I've asked people, so how do you think you get this strategy on Russia? And you explain the strategy of Russia, what Joe Biden has done, and I go, well, what is it? It's either follow the money, or a guy's compromised. Those are the only two ways you would do anything this guy's doing. Look at what's going on in Afghanistan. What happened when we did this botched evacuation? You either follow the money or you got to know somebody's got something on him. In that case, it may have been money. I don't know. One of my friends who's pretty high up in those types of agencies says, Kevin, it's very clear Joe Biden hates the Afghanis. And he gave me quotes that Joe Biden has said about it. And I wasn't writing them down. We were having a conversation. But he says, go back and look. He goes, Joe Biden has some sort of disdain for the Afghanis. Likes the Pakistanis, but doesn't like the Afghanis. You figure it out for yourselves. I don't know. But here's what I can tell you. And I'm reading this. Old Joe Biden's chip off the old block, Hunter Biden, has been many things. Board member of the Ukrainian gas company Burisma. vice chairman of the National Railroad Passenger Corporation. Did you know that? Sought after artist and international bon vivant. But he has never been known to have served in the Department of Defense. So why does his infamous laptop contain, on top of everything else that is incriminating on it, Defense Department encryption keys that are not available to private citizens? You want me to just stop for a minute and let you think about that? Hillary Clinton claimed when she had her emails that she had emails that needed to get beyond, that were just personal. There was nothing on there that was secret or anything else. Lie? But in comparison, this guy's got encryption keys. Sam Faddis, a retired CIA operations officer who served in the Near East and Southeast Asia, disclosed on Sunday that ongoing analysis of the hard drive of Hunter Biden's laptop revealed the Defense Department encryption keys, and this was not an insignificant find. These keys allow access to DOD email accounts and databases. So, look, I'm going to tell you one other thing that somebody told me, one of these high-ranking military people that I confide in when I need additional information. He told me Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, and John Kerry got more people killed. He said they wiped out our Russian assets. They wiped out our Chinese assets because of Hillary Clinton and John Kerry. I don't have an answer to that, but here's what I will tell you. This guy was one of the highest ranking military people in the Pentagon, and he made that statement to me. And I just thought to myself, would you want to work in the clandestine agencies in any administration run by a Democrat? So, he says, as is characteristic of Hunter Biden from what we know of him already, he doesn't just dabble. He went all in. The exact number of encryption keys is still unknown. There may be dozens. Now, this is the information that's supposed to keep our clandestine agency, operatives safe. They throw this stuff around willy-nilly. You guys remember when they put members of the Muslim Brotherhood in charge of the IT department for Democrats? Debbie Wasserman Schultz, her guy, was essentially a spy doing IT for the Muslim Brotherhood. And they were mad when we found this out. These people are incorrigible. It's unbelievable. I don't know how much information we need before Congress says, okay, we got to go after him. Enough is enough. First, to put a drug-abusing, prostitute-loving miscreant anywhere near sensitive documents makes you go, how does he get this? Look, I get it, your dad is a VP, but there should be somebody in there saying, look, I don't give a crap what your daddy is. Isn't there always that guy in the movies that says, I don't care who your daddy is, boy, you ain't getting in here? To continue the activities is truly the definition of criminal. Anyway, the article goes on. But why did Hunter Biden, who is not now and has never been a Defense Department employee, have any of these encryption keys at all? Since Hunter Biden has so many relatives, friends, and associates at the highest levels of government, we will probably never get the full answer to that question. But this is no innocuous oversight. Faddis explains that the keys are known more formally as root encryption certificates. Some of them appear to have unusually long expiration dates, with many lasting 20 years or more. Such keys should not be present on a personal laptop of any kind. There is no reason that Hunter Biden would be in possession of them at all. That is a quote. No known reason, the guy writes. But Hunter Biden is a man with connections. and those connections, for the most part, still in power, and they have demonstrated that they are more interested in seeing this revelation go away than they are about finding out why he even had them. This is another one of these Hillary Clinton's basement bathroom server, you know, basement closet bathroom server, bleach bidding, smashing hard drives or whatever. And in Hunter's case, he didn't even do that. He's so careless. This guy left the laptop with that kind of stuff laying around. What do you think is on the ones that the Russian has? The ones that the Russian has and the Chinese. Do we even know? God, I so wish I was on the inside over there. He goes on. He noted that the keys were discovered only recently by Jack Massey's technical team working in Switzerland. Shortly after the discovery of the keys, Massey contacted the U.S. Embassy in Switzerland and reported that he had information that might compromise American national security and would like to talk to someone in the regional security office to report what he had learned. National security. You think the biggest existential threat to mankind is global climate change? The biggest existential threat to mankind is leftism. Period. He said his contact information was taken by the person with whom he spoke, but no one has ever called back to obtain the information in his possession. The guy writes this. Wow, what a surprise. Why not? Could it be possibly that there are powerful people who don't want the full truth of Hunter and his laptop to come out? Good luck with that. If we rely strictly on American media for answers, folks, we will get none. But as I said earlier, the Russians are not playing ball like the way Trump did. See, Trump, his clandestine agency should have been helping him, but they weren't. But the Russians, they don't have that problem. They don't have people inside that want to watch, you know, the left win. They have loyal people to Russia who are saying, I mean, as much as the disinformation is in America that says that this guy needs to be changed out, you know, where essentially Joe Biden put a fatwa out on Putin, it's not going to happen. Because those Russians are looking at this stuff saying, he's validating everything that Putin has said up to this point. They're going to be cheering for him. The world's going to be cheering for Putin by the end of this, is my prediction. Short break, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Are you worried that other leaders in the world are going to start to doubt that America is back if some of these big things that you say on the world stage keep getting walked back?
But what's getting walked back?
It made it sound like, just in the last couple days, it sounded like you told U.S. troops they were going to Ukraine. It sounded like you said it was possible the U.S. would use a chemical weapon, and it sounded like you were calling for regime change in Russia, and we know...
None of the three occurred.
Mr. President?
This is the guy running the country.
And I know what he's trying to say. Oh, it was all misinterpreted. Misinterpreted? You're supposed to understand that your words matter on the world stage. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. That man's an idiot. Democrats should be ashamed of themselves, and people who are letting this guy in and then doing his dirty work should be imprisoned. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. He denies that he alluded to troops going to Ukraine. Everybody's heard the clip. When you get there, you're going to see women and children. He lied about chemical weapons. They asked him point blank, if Russia used chemical weapons, well, we would have a response in kind. He lied about regime change. This guy's got to go. And he denies all of them. He's like Peter. When God says, Jesus says, you will deny me three times. I will not, Lord. Glad you guys are back. We're talking about the encryption on Hunter Biden's laptop. Now that laptop has been put into the congressional record and or the contents of it. And now these guys are having to got to figure out how do we keep this information out of here? And I told you guys, they're going to try to get you with January 6th nonsense. They're going to bring up Russian collusion still. They're going to act like you're crazy. Trump is still. What's the one I heard most recently? Oh, you know what the new one is? We got to impeach Justice Thomas. Justice Thomas, a man who just got out of the hospital, but they didn't even say one word of well wishes. Hope you get better. Nothing. When Ruth Bader Ginsburg got sick, Donald Trump said, hope you get better. They don't care. Boy. So Donald Trump, I'm not the only one that believes that the Russians have information on Hunter Biden. And I'm going to tell you, it won't be long before this gets validated. I firmly believe it. The reason I tell you this is they've had this information for a long time. Now, here's what you should be asking yourself. If they've had this information, why didn't they expose this during Trump's time? If there was Russian collusion, why didn't they? Well, Trump jumped back into it. He did an interview. And he called on Putin to release any damaging information he had about the Bidens. And I say the same thing. I don't know how Trump's saying it. I don't know what the interview is, but he doesn't need to beg Putin. He should let people know what Trump should be saying instead of saying that is what's going on in the world right now is Vladimir Putin is playing cat and mouse with Joe Biden, and Biden is the mouse. Putin is manipulating him. You want to know why? Because he's got all the goods on Hunter Biden and the Biden family. What you're witnessing right now, America, is one of the most unbelievable manipulations. That's not even the word I'm looking for. The most crafty. And that's not the word I'm looking for, but clever. Clever manipulations of a supposed world leader in history. Putin is going to... Every time Biden gets close to something, Putin's going to go. It's like I told you, if one of your buddies says, "Hey, listen, if my girl calls, I was with you till 3 a.m," and you know this, so you decide I'll play along with him. Every time you know, like you need something, say you're out to dinner with him and his girlfriend, and it's your time to pick up the check, and you say something like, "Boy, I tell you what, if it were 3 a.m., I wonder if it would be time for me to pick up the check." You know, you start hinting. And your boys are, "Oh, no, you know what? Hey, I'm going to go and get this check, Kev." And he's looking at you like, "You sucker. You sucker." Whatever. You have him by the yin-yang. Why? Because he knows you can take him right up to the edge. And you know how uncomfortable that is? When somebody's got that thing on you and you don't, and even when they're playing around, it could accidentally spill the beans. This is so bad. And the way they write this, I don't know who it was. It was a lefty rag. In the latest example of Trump's willingness to solicit and embrace domestic political help from foreign powers, even from Putin, who is currently overseeing a bloody war in Ukraine. That's what they said. It's the latest example. So they were looking. Trump did the interview with Just the News. And I love this. They say, he pushed an unproven claim about Hunter Biden's business dealings in Russia and asked Putin to release any information that he might have about the situation. It's not clear that any material exists or if the Kremlin has access to it. Now, that's the first sentence I've ever seen written by a leftist media that didn't just dismiss it in hand. Remember, they used to just dismiss it. If you said Hunter Biden was crooked, there's no evidence of him being crooked. Nothing. But this one, they carefully did their language. It's not clear that any material exists or if the Kremlin has access to it. But just in case, we'll get back with you. So here's what Trump said. I would think Putin would know the answer to that, he said, referring to Hunter Biden's potential dealings in Russia. I think he should release it. I think we should know that answer. Now, that's a normal thing for anybody to say, but they act as if Donald Trump is in some sort of conspiracy, you know, with Putin, like, oh, hey, listen, do me a favor, Vlad, release this information. Trump is saying, look, we're wondering what's going on with Russia. We're wondering what are the interminglings that the Biden family may have and what's making Joe Biden make these stupid decisions. I think Putin may have the answer. Hopefully he'll release it. What's wrong with that statement? Absolutely nothing. I'll answer for you. It is true, they write, that Hunter Biden was paid handsomely for consulting work he did in foreign countries, get this, including Ukraine and China, while his father, Joe Biden, was vice president. The Justice Department has an ongoing criminal investigation into his dealings and potential financial crimes. If you think this DOJ is going to give us what we want, that'll never happen, unless the powers that be make it so. But here they go on to cover their butt. But no evidence has emerged to support Trump's claim that the Bidens engaged in corruption or influenced U.S. policy for personal gain. And Biden hasn't been implicated in the probe. Hunter Biden has denied wrongdoing and saying he'll be cleared when the criminal probe is over. I wonder if he'll be cleared of these encryption codes that he had on his computer. Do you realize how far under prison you go for having that kind of information on a computer? Something he should have no access to. Who is going to answer for that? Let me tell you, it is so important that we win back the House, because the House can initiate every one of these probes. And it is so important that when we do this, we do so much damage to the Democrats that we get a president who can step in and say, you're going to see everything. Why do you think it is important to bring Donald Trump back now that he knows the deal, now that he knows he's been under attack? This is a guy that has been through fire. You ever seen those? It reminds me of Terminator. Remember when they try to kill Terminator? He gets in the truck explodes, they hit it with missiles and all kinds of stuff, and at the very end, you watch the fire long enough, and then music comes on. Dun, dun, dun. And here he comes, that exoskeleton, right, or whatever they call it, when he comes, I mean, can't be destroyed. That's what Trump represents. He represents the dude that cannot be destroyed. So, yeah, bring him on out. Let's get this House back, because let me tell you, if you think that Jerry Nadler and Schiff over judicial are going to get to the bottom of these stories, you have to be dreaming. They will do everything within their power to keep the truth from coming out. I don't know if you guys saw it, but Nadler didn't want to originally let the hard drive into evidence, but they finally did because he had no choice. Now it's going to be the cover-up game. You ever watch these hearings where the Republicans come out and start speaking truth and the Democrats go, oh, and they just start whining? They just went, it's a witch hunt. Excuse me. It's a big witch hunt. It's not a witch hunt. It's legit. And this is the closest we're going to get to making this happen. And you better be vocal about it. You better be vocal about it to all your congressmen and senators.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.